Georgia and Alabama are among several states that recently proposed dropping Common Core curriculum. Susan Benner, the director and associate dean of the College of Education, Health, and Human Sciences at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, has been following the political tussles.
It's a puzzlement to me why people would, at this juncture, want to resist the Common Core as something that they do not want to see in a state, because there was, in fact, lots of discussion, lots of development, lots of critique as these things were being developed.
The rising arguments against Common Core vary from testing to cost to states' rights, among others. But Carrie Heath Phillips, who manages Common Core curriculum implementation for the nonpartisan Chief Council of State School Officers, says it's important to know who's making the arguments against it.
Generally, what we're seeing is that some of these detractors from the Common Core, they don't represent the larger viewpoint among people in a state or across the country.
Phillips says districts are facing growing pains when putting Common Core programs in place.
But it takes time at the local level for you to learn what's in the standards and to actually be teaching students to that. You don't want to just flip a switch one day and say, here are all the new things that students need to learn.
Last year, here in Tennessee, teachers learned new math standards. This year, they're learning to teach English language arts. James Woodward is deputy director for operations for Anderson County Schools, a mid-sized district in rural East Tennessee.
Our educators, very attuned. They do a lot of staff development during the year, especially our directors. And so they see all this stuff coming, but it's kind of like being caught out in the middle of the road with a transfer truck coming down the way. You can see it coming, but you're limited as to your ability to get out of the way.
One example, Anderson County Instruction Director Greg Deal says they dropped 90 minutes from the school day each Wednesday to give teachers additional training.
The Common Core has forced us to be more creative when we start thinking about the calendar and how we're going to delegate time for training.
In neighboring Knox County, School Superintendent Jim McIntyre is worried about meeting Common Core's technology needs.
Relatively speaking, we're probably better positioned than a lot of other school districts in the state of Tennessee, but we're nowhere near where we need to be, and it's going to be a considerable effort over the next 18 months to 2 years to get it to be ready.
But McIntyre says there's also a silver lining. Tennessee's Common Core implementation could be smoother than others because the state already raised standards once on its own and is providing statewide training and additional funds. But that doesn't mean there won't be harder roads ahead for Common Core.
There's going to be a time in the not-too-distant future where it will get really hard, and there will be a lot of pushback. And we will come to that moment where leaders in the state of Tennessee are going to have to step up and say, this is the right thing to do.
Already, districts across the South have started to hit roadblocks, including tight budgets and some angry and confused constituents. And education reform experts say it will take more than teachers, principals, and superintendents to keep Common Core on track. They say the effort to make these standards stick begins or ends with strong, continued backing from state leadership. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Christine Jessel in Knoxville.